This is the beginning. The holiest people in Christ are Dietz Siegel, Joseph Friedman, and the Chabad Chaim. They are the holiest people. Rabbi Zimmerman said over Shabbos, the Shane, the Psalm Sofer, that when one speaks Lashon Hara, a vapor leaves his mouth and it goes up to the clouds, and that's what changes the type of rain that comes down from the clouds. So if you speak Lashon Hara, the rain becomes more of a curse. If you speak Torah and Tefillah, it becomes more of a bracha. Also, they used to say the Chofetz Chaim. Back in the day, in Europe, they didn't have, you know, crest and, you know, white, extreme whitening, you know, or all that, all those, you know. If you believe me, there's a toothpaste called Arm & Hammer. They didn't have all that back then. They didn't have toothbrushes. They used to eat unhealthy. You see candy all the time. And the Chofetz Chaim, his teeth was white, perfect. Just like he came out of Dr. Krause's dentist. So what's that? He said, because I guard what comes out of my mouth. And therefore, my teeth are white. Fine, so we'll start from the beginning. The Chesak Dhamma. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asher Hivdilanu Mikola Amin Asalanu Tarasu. Ve'achnisanu. In the beginning, right? Yeah.
Two more winners.
Yeah. Ve'achnisanu. La'eretz HaKodesh Ke'eshenitzko Kaim Kol Misoysav. Bless Hashem, the God of Israel, that he separated us from all of the Goyim, and he gave us his Torah. We're unique in that way. He gave us his Torah, and he brought us into the Holy Land in order that we should be able to have the merit of doing all the mitzvahs. Hashem's intention was solely for our good. He gave us, he made us different than the Goyim. He gave us the Torah, he gave us the Holy Land, in order that we should be holy unto him. That's the purpose, to be holy unto our Hashem. In order that we should have the ability to be able to acquire his goodness and his kindness in this world and the next. See the Ramban over there, the type law. The only thing Hashem asks of you, if someone were to ask of you something, just, I do so much for you, just pay me back. One small thing, normally it would be that you have to give up something, you have to sacrifice. Over here he's asking for something that's for our own good. It's amazing. Isn't that cool? The one thing Hashem asks of us, and it's for our good. What's going on here? The Ramban saying is, he's, after everything is said and done, all the things Hashem does for us, he's asking of us of only one thing, and it's for our good. Which is crazy. That we should fear him and guard his mitzvahs. So the Ramban says it's not a chiddush. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. So of course the one thing that he would ask from us would be for his own good. Okay. It wasn't enough that he also gave us this tremendous kli, the Torah. You know, the Torah is a vessel that can be used in every way. She's how to think, how to act, even how to eat as well. The Torah tells us how to eat, how to do everything the Torah tells us. But Hashem also commanded, aside from giving us this amazing tool, he commanded us not to forsake it. As the Pasuk says, Kilach l'toy nesati lacham terasu al tazovu. V'lo k'minis basar v'dam, shim yitim l'chavero matana toiva, v'chavero eno misayi ba k'shura v'eno chaviva be'enav. Right, the way it works by a friend, when a friend gives you something, is if he sees that you are not using it properly, or you express that you don't really value what he gave you, what you gave him. Every day he's like waiting eagerly for that day to come that you'll just return it, and he'll be able to use it and get it back for himself, and maybe give it to someone else, whatever the case may be. But the point is he's waiting eagerly for you to give it up. He doesn't want you having it anymore now that you're not using it properly, or you don't appreciate it. That's the way that normal human beings function. It's not by Hashem. Right? Hashem is different in that way. He gave us a Torah, he commanded us not to forsake it, and if we don't appreciate it or we have forsaken it, He sends us Nevi'im. He sends us our Malachim, our Rebbeim, to help us, to bring us to do good. Okay, we'll start with that for today. We'll continue tomorrow.
Sure.